This coming election in November of this year in the United States, although I am a European believer, I believe it is true to say that for all of the Free West, this may be one of the most important elections that we have seen. We see the enormous forces of fanatic Islam, the aggressive policies of Putin, and the general weakness not only of the United States Army that has been so weakened under the reign of Obama in the White House, but also the NATO, that never before, if we love the free world, and especially if we love that plucky, truly democratic nation of Israel, never has there been a need for a Yehu, as I would call Donald Trump, as in these days. And I know that many Christians will say, but he is not evangelical enough. But God said to Elijah, when he wanted to give up on his people under the horrible reign of Ahab and Jezebel, let me die, it's finished. I'm the only prophet left. And God spoke to him in Horeb after 40 days of prayer and fasting and said something very strange. Go back and anoint Yehu as king over Israel. And if there's ever a time that we don't need somebody with a nice power tie, a nice quiet politician that wants to be saying everything in the right way, what we need and what God said to Elijah that he needed was a man fierce as Yehu. Now I know that is no excuse for things that maybe has been said in an unnecessarily hurtful way. But I truly believe that when I saw that story of Elijah being forlorn, depressed, and wanted to give up for the future of his nation, as many in the West want to do today about Europe and its future and America, that God said no. There are still enough people who pray, who know that America is big on the Judean Christian basis. I want a man as Yehu that will be able to answer the enemies of this Judean Christian downslide. And I believe if there's ever a time we should come behind this man, not with criticism, but with love and with a powerful backing, it is now. May God speak to you as you ask him if this is a word that is from him.